Hi, ladies and gents, and welcome to episode 25 of the Chris Ward Fitness Podcast. I've been loving doing these over the last few weeks because they've been keeping me mentally busy. Again, during lockdown, I've had guests on for everyone listening, and I've had some really good feedback, especially over the reviews. Now, if you haven't yet left a review and you've been listening to a few episodes, then again, go and rate it 5 stars for me. It really does motivate me to do more. So just crack on now. Go on the reviews and just, you know, tap that 5-star button. If you want to leave a comment, leave a comment. Or if you want to see or hear some topics, then let me know in the comments as well. I've labelled this one sleep because I've been focusing on the last few months, never mind during lockdown, the last few months on sleep. And I know as a population, we have neglected it over the last few weeks because of lockdown. And rightly so. We don't have to be awake for work or to commute to work. We can just wake up, you know, in our PJs and just log on our laptops, and that's changed a lot of habits over the last few weeks. So I've been keen to do this for a while mainly because I've been listening to an audiobook by Matthew Walker. It's called Why We Sleep, and I'm a sleep stressor anyway, so I stress about how much sleep I get, and I make sure every night that I hit my allocated hours because it makes me feel like I can serve people better. Like I can, you know, I can do these podcasts, I can concentrate on my clients, I can do check-ins, and not just that, but for performance as well, you know, in the gym or at home training. It really does help with performance, and a lot of people sadly overlook this. And today I'm going to be giving you guys a few knowledge bombs as to why you should focus on sleep. And I hope after this, you do make a few changes to your habits, and it does benefit you in a way that, again, you can really take action on. And before I start as well, if you can just screenshot this, put in your story, give us a tag, or tag someone who will benefit from this podcast. Again, I love seeing people tag me in the stories, and I love it even more when people leave reviews as well. It does motivate me more to do more. So, sleep. I've got down some notes here, but I'm going to go off on a few tangents. And I want to just first and foremost explain why it's important. So sleep plays many, many roles in the human body and the brain and cognition. And as a matter of health, people do neglect it. I know coaches and PTs who've got like four hours sleep in the past lockdown, a few weeks, and for your cognition and for your performance and for your business, it's not the greatest thing in the world to do. Even if you're not a PT or a coach, if you're just a Joe Blogs, you can benefit a lot from just getting an extra few hours sleep. So, the effects of bad sleep. So, sleep or bad sleep is a key factor for developing Alzheimer's disease or any psychological complications later in life. And poor sleep for just a week can give you the same blood sugar levels or readings as someone who's considered to be pre-diabetic. So that's just how much sleep can make an impact on what goes on inside your body, under the bonnet, like I say. People care so much about what you can see outside, but under the bonnet, that's where the magic happens. That's where most of how you function goes down. So if we can't function on under the bonnet, like if we can't take care of our engine, if we can't change our oil and really focus on the interior, then the exterior can be shit. Pardon the French. People often focus on the outside of the body and what they look like, but they don't take any notice of what goes on the inside. The mentality, the mental health, the brain, the heart, your sleep, for example. What the impacts can have on your brain. It's just amazing. It's just absolutely incredible. Most of these are actually down to evening routines. And as a kid, I was bad for this. As a kid, I stayed up all night doing all-nighters on Xbox or PS4. And I know many people listen to this now. If you've got a hobby or if you're a gamer or if you just like staying up all night, then you probably know where I'm coming from. Where all the world sleeps and you play or you work. And this, for a while, may get you stuff like things done and you might be active and proactive during this time, but it will pay off to the fact that you'll start suffering because of that. But yeah, things that can massively affect sleep is quite surprising. And I'm going to read the obvious one first, because obviously, you know, caffeine does affect sleep. But what I'll say on the next one even surprised me. And when you put it into perspective, it really makes sense. So caffeine. Caffeine has a half-life between 5 and 7 hours, which means 50% of that dose of caffeine will still be in your system 5 to 7 hours later. For example, if you have a can of Monster at 6 p.m., a can of Monster, I think, has around 140 milligrams of caffeine in it. Monster Ultra, by the way. White is my favorite. So if you have a can of Monster around 6 p.m., at least 50% of that, so at least, well, put on the spot here, so at least 70 milligrams of caffeine will be in your system come 12 p.m. Sorry, 12 a.m., my bad. So yeah, as you sleep, caffeine will be in your system, and the effects this can have on quality of sleep is detrimental. So although you might be asleep, the quality of sleep will be greatly, greatly affected in a negative way. So my advice for anyone out there who has caffeine late in the afternoon, try and limit that down. I try and tell my clients to limit their caffeine to around 3 p.m. This gives them a chance to fully eradicate out the system and have a better sleep because of it. Like who listens to this, like, has pre-workout when you hit the gym 7 p.m., 6 p.m. and you need a pre-workout because you're tired, you've been awake all day and your sleep's not that great. So you take pre-workout to mask the lack of sleep, smash your session, go home, unable to sleep to like 1 a.m. and again the cycle just continues. And I think on the topic of pre-workout, we need to discuss this, because there's been a lot of concentration on just taking pre-workout just to mask the lack of sleep we get. I was guilty in the past as well. I was, as a PT, I'd be on the gym floor from 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. and I'd have to train in between that too, sometimes in the evening. So when it comes to caffeine, as a PT, I just come 7 p.m., I've been chugging down cans of Noccos and coffees, to get me through to 9 p.m. And until recently, I didn't realize how much of an effect that actually has to my sleep. Over lockdown, my sleep has been incredible. Like, I've been getting 8 hours minimum, which is the recommended by WHO and Sleep Foundation, the National Sleep Foundation, recommend 8 hours sleep. And that might sound familiar, but yeah, caffeine's a big one. People forget that. The next one I want to talk about is alcohol. So alcohol actually affects your quality of sleep. And I know you're thinking, well, when I have a few scoops of ale, I drift to sleep better. It knocks you out of conscious easier, but it doesn't make you sleep better. You might notice, if you wear, like me, a fitness tracker, you'll often have disturbances in nighttime. Like, you might be awake, you might be in a light sleep instead of a deep sleep, like REM sleep, rapid eye movement. You might not be in much of that time, and that's what really gives our sleep and our energy some quality, is to be in REM sleep for as long as possible. And it just doesn't make life easier as well. Like, say if you like a few beers on the weekend, your sleep's affected. If you're just blowing calories on beer and then the food, then it doesn't save your health any favours. Like, obviously, I like a drink more than anything else, but I've become like a little mini alcoholic in lockdown. I've been hitting gin like there's no tomorrow. And I wish I said gym, but it's gin. But yeah, alcohol, if consumed, it does disrupt your sleep. It knocks you out of conscious easier, so it's easy to get to sleep, but your quality of sleep will be poor. And yeah, it's them two things right there. If you limit them down, you can really have a better quality of sleep. And I want you guys to really feel and reap the benefits of having a decent night's sleep, because it's just so underlooked. Like, fuck me. I know people who have 3-4 hour sleeps, and they might be people who are hustling, and you've heard the age old term, like, oh, sleeping, I'm dead. Like, yeah, you'll be dead a lot sooner because your quality of sleep will be lower and you have a shorter lifespan. More than likely, you have a shorter lifespan. So, the I'll sleep and I'm dead analogy is, well, yeah, you'll be dead soon. And it's just absolutely nuts, the amount of people I know who do this, mainly fitness coaches and professionals. Me being one in the past, I used to get like 4 or 5 hours sleep. I used to function okay for the time being, but it will come to a time when my body says no, and it checks out, or I find it really hard to concentrate. Like, I couldn't do a podcast if, you know, if I have 3 or 4 hours sleep, I'd be like, no, I'm not doing a podcast today. Definitely not. Too busy sleeping. But yeah, it's like the elastic band analogy. It's like the elastic band of sleep deprivation can only be stretched so far before it snaps. And if you listen to this now, if you get minimum of between 4 and 6 hours sleep, honestly, just have a week of getting a minimum of 8 hours sleep, and you don't even need to thank me for it. Just keep doing it. Honestly, just keep doing it, and you will notice the benefits. Like, it's just amazing how much effect it can have on the human body. So, obviously, we know now who is. So, World Health Organization. They have declared sleep an epidemic. So, it's been declared somewhat of a emergency, if you will, across the world. So, it's people who lack sleep often flag up with this. So, lack of sleep can kill a lot of people per year. So, drowsy driving, so people who drive whilst sleep deprived, that actually kills, I think it's up to, is that, 100, yeah, hundreds of thousands of people each year just from being tired behind the wheel. And when you listen to that perspective, and if you drive right now, you know, when you're tired, when you find it hard to concentrate, then you should be behind the wheel anyway. Never mind, bloody continue to do so. And every 1 hour in the States, people die from driving, from sleep deprivation. And it's just nuts, because we can control it. It's free. It's like, if I offer this to you as a product and said, this thing can make you control your appetite, it can make you lose weight, it can really have a benefit to your concentration levels and your libido and things like that. If I sold that to you, you'd want it. You'd want it in a bottle. But it's free. So please take advantage of this and do think about your sleep routine and how you can improve it as well. So, yeah, I thought I'd just, again, outline the obvious of sleep and sleep deprivation, because, you know, it's just keep your routine. We're in lockdown, and this time recording, this is in lockdown. The time recording this, I know so many people who are just not keeping routines, sleeping when they want, and when life gets back to normal, they'll regret it. And it's just important to keep somewhat of routine in place anyway, mentally, because, again, our livelihoods have been taken away. The last thing you want to do is disrupt your body even more. And yeah, it's absolutely crazy. Absolutely crazy. I used to get like 5-6 hours sleep, and that little bit of more of difference to 8 hours is just incredible. And to think about it as well, we're going to be the only mammals who purposely deprive themselves of sleep with no potential benefit. I'll say that again. We're the only mammals to deprive themselves of sleep potentially to get no benefits whatsoever. It's just crazy. It's absolutely crazy. So just think now, ladies and gents, just how much sleep you get and how you can improve that as well. Like, some really good piece of advice is, you know, late at night, if you're someone who looks at screens all night or watches TV, then try and switch off by 9 p.m. Like, I don't go on social media after 8 p.m. And a quote from Jaldon, he mentions in his book, Meltdown, that nothing good ever happens after 8 p.m. on social media. And when I read this, I was like, damn, you're right. You're right. I used to be one for thumb rolling, scrolling for miles after 8, 9, 10 p.m. and, you know, be up to all hours just scrolling, whether it be funny videos or just, again, piece of information or research. And I'll be up for all hours. Nothing good ever happens on social media past 8 p.m. So remember that. And this is one for fitness professionals as well, because I found for me this resonated so well with me. It's fill up your cup first before everyone else's. So in the mornings or in the evenings, you know, once you're done, like, pouring it out of your own cup, fill it back up again. You know, turn off your phone, do things for you, concentrate on yourself and stop helping others. Like I tend to log off or switch off past 8 p.m. anyway. Like if you're a client of mine, you won't get hold of me past 8 p.m. unless it's a proper, you know, meltdown emergency. And yeah, that's time to fill my own cup up. So take the time to fill your own cup up so you can give, you know, you can pour out of it the next day and you're fully recharged. Like I said before about the under the hood sort of thing, take care of your engine first and change oil. And then, you know, when the time comes, when the day passes, you know, pour out your own cup. It's simple as that. So even routine is a big one. And I've bought blue light blockers. And I used to be someone who was like, oh, look at them idiots wearing fucking blue glasses on Instagram. And who the fuck do you think they are? And I was naive to think so. And I'm not afraid to admit that because, again, I'm honest. And I was like, okay, let's try them. Let's give them a go. Because my eyes always sting when I look at the screens too long. And I get headaches. So I bought them. And I shit you not, 15 quid. And it's probably the best 15 quid I've spent in terms of like with working. It's just incredible. So blue light blockers can block blue light, which mimics the brain to thinking it's daylight. So over nighttime, when you're watching TV or when you're scrolling on your phone, blue light blockers on. And again, you get an acute benefit from it. So yeah, with the evening routines, take control of them, take charge of them. And again, keep the routine and go to bed at a certain time. And if you're someone who just absolutely can't sleep, my advice to you is to get in a dark room, switch all tech off, and again, make sure you sleep in a cool room too. Like I sleep with a fan all the time because I like the noise, and it keeps me cool as well. It keeps my body temperature cool. So whether this helps you or not, I hope it realizes and makes you realize just what your sleep routine is like and what your evening routine is too. And again, in times to come, I really hope that people do take more advice and to apply it as well, because you can listen to podcasts all you want, but unless you actually implement things, you won't get nowhere. So thinking now, just take a little minute to think while I'm chatting away to you. Take a minute to think what your even routine is like and if you can actually improve your sleep quality. And if you are suffering from like lack of sleep, how can you improve it? How can you hit the nail on the head and benefit from this? But yeah, I just wanted to talk about this topic because it's a bit of a big one and people overlook it, especially now. So yeah, that's about it. And again, guys, please take the time to rate this 5 stars or share in social media. It means a lot. It really does. So that's all for me for now. And I will see you guys in the next one.